Today celebrates fathers because today is Father's Day. The United States is one of the few countries in the world that has an official day on which fathers are honored by their children. The origin of Father's Day is not totally clear. Some say it began with a church service in West Virginia in 1908. Others say the first Father's Day ceremony was held in Vancouver, Washington. Regardless of where the first true Father's Day occurred, the strongest promoter of the holiday was Mrs. Bruce John Dodd of Spokane, Washington, who first proposed the idea of Father's Day in 1909. Mrs. Dodd wanted a special day to honor her father, William Smart, a Civil War veteran who was widowed when his wife died in childbirth with their sixth child. Mr. Smart was left to raise the newborn and his other five children by himself. It was after Mrs. Dodd became an adult and realized the strength and selflessness that her father had shown in raising his children as a single parent. Today, Father's Day has become a day to not only honor your father, but all men who act as a father figure. Stepfathers, uncles, father-in-laws, grandfathers, and adult male friends can all be honored on this day, Father's Day. I remember growing up, of course, in a different church, and Mother's Day was always a big celebration in that church. The youngest mother was recognized, the oldest mother was recognized, the mother with the most children, the mother with the newest baby, and it was a really big day. These services were always nice, and it made mothers feel very special. And sometimes I remember a different tone on Father's Day. We heard about those disappearing dads, deadbeat dads, part-time dads, and the list goes on. And I agree, this is an issue of great concern, but today is about honor. God's word tells us we should live and how fathers should strive to be. God is the perfect example. God's word says to honor thy father and thy mother, as you just heard in our reading today. So does this mean that we should honor a less than perfect father? The word says to honor thy father and thy mother. So does this mean that we should honor him when he hasn't been such a good role model? Well, the word says to honor thy father and thy mother. God is our example of the ideal father. Fathers can only strive to be perfect, but never will be perfect. I remember when I was about 12 years old, I went on a church trip to Carowinds. And my best friend, who was a little bit mischievous, I guess you could say she was, we knew that we had to be back at the bus in about 45 minutes, and everyone had been told to be at the bus on time. You know how those trips go. And you know how the lines are at Carowinds. Sometimes they're extremely long. And she wanted to ride one more ride. And I knew the line would take about 30 minutes. I tried to persuade her not to get in line, but there was no persuading. So she gets back in line, and I went back to the bus. And I remember seeing children come in, several of them late, and then my friend, the latest of all, but not by much, just a few minutes more than the last child. And I remember seeing one of the ministers of the church not handle it so well. And I heard him say, when he thought I couldn't hear him, his exact words were, "That girl needs a father. I tell you what, that girl needs a father." My heart fell to the ground. I didn't tell my friend what I had heard. I was quiet all the way home. His words echoed in my head over and over again. I knew the sadness my friend had over not knowing her father. Years later, as an adult, somehow I ended up at the same man's house after all those years. He was now a lot older and seemed sort of sickly. I realized I had really been harsh on him because over in my head, I played his sentence over and over again. He never even knew that I heard him. He never even knew that that one statement changed my whole vision of who he was. I learned a valuable lesson. No one is perfect, and he spoke out in anger. I was the one at fault for holding the grudge for so long. So he's not perfect, I only thought he was supposed to be so close to perfect because he was a certain type of minister in the church. I had him on a pedestal where he could never live up to my expectations. Now, granted, he should not have said what he said. But how many times do we forget that people are human and they will make mistakes? Isn't it a bigger mistake when we can't get beyond it and we hold grudges? Holding grudges takes away our joy, and it's unhealthy. When we do this to our dads, do we really expect them to live up to something that maybe is impossible? When they don't live up to our expectations and the guidelines that God gives us, do we take away our love, or are we forgiving? Since these men are human and they're not God, these men are occasionally going to miss. They're going to fall short. We quickly get judgmental of how other people should be before we start looking at our own selves. I recently saw the movie The Stepford Wives, where husbands, anybody seen that? Where the husbands reprogrammed their wives to be what they wanted them to be. So how would you reprogram your perfect father? Well, would he say things like, "Here, son, take the keys to my car anytime you want them, and grab some extra cash out of my wallet and give some extra to your buddies"? Would he say to his wife, "Here, honey, take the remote"? Or better yet, "Honey, let's go shopping for shoes"? If we programmed him right, he would even know how to answer correctly this question: "Honey, does this make me look fat?" No man ever gets that question right, does he, when he answers it? Would he listen to the same music as his teenage daughter or son? Perfect in our eyes is far from perfect in God's eyes. So what really is the ideal father? God is our example of the ideal father. Our Heavenly Father cares for his children. 1 Peter 5:7, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. Our Heavenly Father responds to the needs of his children. Philippians 4:19, and my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Jesus Christ. Our Heavenly Father forgives his children. 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all our unrighteousness. Our Heavenly Father disciplines his children. Proverbs 3:11-12. My son, do not despise the chastening of the Lord, nor detest his correction. For whom the Lord loves, he corrects, just as a father the son in whom he delights. Our Heavenly Father comforts his children. Isaiah 49:13. Sing, O heavens, be joyful, O earth, and break out in singing, O mountains, for the Lord has comforted his people and will have mercy on his afflicted. Our Heavenly Father listens to his children. 1 John 5:14-15. Now this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we have asked of him. And the examples of our Heavenly Father go on and on. For our Heavenly Father, Abba, the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning, the end, is our Father. Earthly fathers can never totally measure up to that. But God, our Father, is the example that we are to follow. Now, children always, have you ever noticed, have a special connection with their dad? I mean, they wrestle, they play, and I'm really not sure who enjoys it the most. After tucking their 3-year-old son, Sammy, in for bed one night, his parents heard sobbing coming from his room. Rushing back in, they found him crying hysterically. He managed to tell them that he had swallowed a penny and that he was surely going to die. No amount of talking was going to help him to calm down. His father, in an attempt to calm him down, palmed a penny from his pocket and pretended to pull it from Sammy's ear. Sammy was delighted. In a flash, he snatched it from his father's hand, swallowed, and then cheerfully demanded, "Do it again, Dad." Not only are fathers playful and fun, but sometimes they are misunderstood. One son reports that his parents had not been out together to a movie or dinner in quite some time. So one Saturday, as Mom was finishing the dinner dishes, his father stepped up behind her "Would you like to go out, girl?" he asked. Not even turning around, my mother quickly replied, "Oh, yes, I'd love to." They had a wonderful evening, and it wasn't even until the end of it that Dad confessed. His question had actually been directed to the family dog lying near Mom's feet on the kitchen floor. Here's some anonymous thoughts about dads. When I was 4 years old, my daddy could do anything. 5, my daddy knows a whole lot. 6, my dad is smarter than your dad. 8, my dad doesn't know exactly everything. 10, in the olden days when my dad grew up, things sure were different. 12, oh, well, naturally, dad doesn't know anything about that. He's too old to remember his childhood. 14, don't pay any attention to my dad. He's so old-fashioned. 21, him, oh my, he's pretty out of date. 25, dad knows about it, and then he should because he's been around for a long time. 30, maybe we should ask dad what he thinks. After all, he's had a lot of experience. 35, I'm not doing a single thing until I talk to my dad. 40, I wonder how dad would have handled it. He was so wise. 50 and above, I would give anything if dad were here so I could talk this over with him. Too bad I didn't appreciate how smart he was. I could have learned a lot from him. Fathers are really special people. We all have or had a father, or we wouldn't be here. If he's alive, honor him today. If not, honor him in your memories. If there is tension between you and your dad, you be the tension reliever. If you never knew your dad or barely know your dad now, honor your father, for if no reason, then that he is your father. If you feel that he has failed you, honoring him doesn't mean endorsing his irresponsibility. Christians should take the initiative to improve relationships. How do we honor our father? Well, on Father's Day, we make phone calls, we send cards, we give gifts. But could we honor him continually by edifying him with words of love and praise? Forgive him. No father matches our heavenly father. All fathers fall short. Why should we forgive? Because we also fail, and we need forgiveness. Because forgiveness is required in our relationship with God. Matthew 6, 14 and 15. For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. Fathers have mighty big shoes to fill and a lot of responsibilities. Today, St. Matthew's men, we thank you for being our mentors and our fathers. Please bow with me in prayer. Father, we know that you are the true perfect Father, and we thank you for always being our Father, never leaving us or forsaking us. We ask a special healing today for any unmended relationships with fathers. We ask for strength for the fathers in this church to set an example for others to follow and to do your will, not ours. Father, please help us to have forgiving hearts when others don't live up to our personal expectations. And thank you for forgiving us when we do fall short. We celebrate our fathers today that you have so blessed us with. And Father, we honor you. In your name we pray. Amen.